Welcome to the second episode of the Black African American Race Man's podcast. Today's podcast is entitled The Race Game. In the Matrix movie written by a Black African American to end the war between the machines and the human, Keanu Reeves' character Neo went to the machine city and asked for peace, because Mr. Anderson was a bigger threat to both. When Neo defeated Mr. Anderson, the balance was restored and peace was granted. I too want peace, but I'm not no Neo. We live in a republic where in our democracy, the majority vote to determine the winner, and the minority group are always the loser. There's a strong incentive to remain the majority. By definition, keep those in the minority in their place. In the United States of America, we have a two political party system that is controlled by a white, wealthy, and elite group of billionaires. White Democrats have a legacy of white Southern Democrats. Their ancestors were the Southern Democrats, or Dixiecrats, who succeeded from the party in 1948 in opposition to its policy of extending civil rights to Black African Americans. White Republicans, who inherited the legacy of Abraham Lincoln, who preserved the Union by freeing Southern enslaved Black African Americans, but not Northern enslaved Black African Americans. Both political parties have collaborated to create laws, policies, and programs that help to maintain a minority Black African American population in their current social and economic conditions. Black African Americans remain at the top of every negative outcome and at the bottom of every positive outcome. This is by design. They have been aided by many Black elites, like Sigma Pi Phi Boule fraternity, Black politicians, Black religious organizations, and nonprofit Black membership-based organizations, who work against the interests and the empowerment of their own people in return for status, money, jobs, positions, or due to hundreds of years of generational and systematic programming towards self-hatred. The Democratic and Republican parties are different sides of the same coin, in my opinion. Black and white voters are forced to choose a side. Republicans oppose all social programs that would benefit poor and middle-class Black African Americans. So most Black people choose to become Democrats, and white, poor, and middle-class people choose to become Republicans. Democrats are for social programs, but when in power with a supermajority that controls all three branches of government, they never implement the ideas that they previously proposed when Republicans were in power. No matter which party is in power, the one outcome that remains constant is that white, rich, and wealthy keep getting richer, while the poor and middle class of both races keeps getting poorer. Both political parties have created and passed racist laws, policies, and programs that were used to systematically destabilize Black African American communities. From importing cocaine and formulating crack and distributing it into the Black communities under President Ronald Reagan, George Bush, to Bill Clinton's and Joe Biden's crime bill, which led to the mass incarceration of Black African Americans. High Black infant mortality rates are masked as sleep-related death or sudden infant death SIDS, which reduce and slow the Black African American population growth. Both political parties have refused to offer the descendants of enslaved Black African American people reparations for hundreds of years of forced, uncompensated labor, inventions, and contribution to American society, which helped to create the wealthiest nation on the planet. Here's the problem as I see it. White Americans took this land by force from Native Americans and Mexicans, and they plan to keep it by force if necessary. Democracy is now a threat to white institutional power in America. Despite all of their racist efforts to reduce the number of Black people in America, their population combined with Hispanic populations are projected to become a majority population over the next 30 years. While low white birth rates continue to decline, Europe can no longer afford to empty their jails and mental institutions to increase America's white population like they've done in the past. Many European countries are facing similar low birth rate crisis, and they perceive threats from non-white immigrants from North Africa and Middle East countries like Syria. White Americans can solve their low birth rate problem by incentivizing white women to have more babies, while incentivizing more Black and Hispanic women to have more abortions and restricting white women abortion rights. But that would tip their racist agenda. Fear of becoming a minority population is the worst kept white secret in America. It's time for a solution to the race game. Like Neo, I am proposing a win-win solution to institutional white American supremacist problems that creates peace between Black African Americans, supremacist, and institutional white American wealthy elites for the benefit of both groups. Like the machines, will you consider it for your own survival? Here's what I propose, the solution. A constitutional amendment. Number one, a constitutional amendment that removes the threat to white institutional power, losing any additional white power and control due to the increased Black African American population, and in return, white institutional power removes, repeals, and dismantles all programs, laws, and policies that result in negative outcomes in all areas for Black African Americans. Number two, a constitutional amendment that resets a redistribution of federal, state, county, and city taxes back to Black African Americans controlled institutions that is 25% greater than the total amount contributed by Black African Americans and not based on their total population. Constitutional amendment number three. A constitutional amendment that would rule unconstitutional any laws, policies, or programs that intentionally or unintentionally deny Black African Americans rights or displace a majority of power out of white control that exists currently, and require that white majority populations be responsible for protecting the rights of Black African Americans, along with Black African Americans being responsible for protecting their rights as well. Number four, a constitutional amendment would include that would grant Black African American reparations and require Black African Americans to take full responsibility for their social, educational, economic, health, welfare, political, and security of their communities and people with representation in institution of law, commerce, health care, research, education, and prevent interference by any white individuals, groups, organizations, institutions, or federal, state, local, county, and municipal government agencies. Number five, that would require the creation of a third national, state, county, and local political party. All three parties representing each elected office would rotate between parties to ensure that a different official from each political party is elected, to eliminate any one party from having a majority, and that no one elected official can serve more than 8 years total. Citizens would all vote for candidates for which every political party was next to lead. So no one party would ever have a majority in any legislative body. It is time that Black African Americans and White Americans seriously solve the race game. This constitutional amendment solution would remove the threat to white supremacy and white power of losing their American inheritance. It would eliminate efforts by white supremacist institutions to continue to limit the population growth, aspirations, rights, freedoms, and opportunities for Black African Americans. Most importantly, it would also remove the false hope that some Black African American politicians have, that they believe that American democracy offers an opportunity for Black folks, allied with Hispanic Americans, will one day take power and control in America from white folks by gaining a majority population. Let me be clear. White folks ain't so stupid. They would intentionally destroy this nation before losing power and control to any other groups. I believe that once we resolve the race game, American people, like the war between machines and humans in the Matrix movie, will stop fighting and make progress for all Americans. Only then can we help the entire planet evolve beyond our current limitations. The racist institutions and wealthy elite will not like this proposed solution. Their power lies in their ability to use their wealth to fund and manipulate both political parties, and to use their control of the media to create fear of Black African American people gaining power as a tool to control the majority middle class and poor white people. Using race and religion as fear strategies have always worked. The two biggest threats to America are white supremacists' valid fear of losing power and control in America, which they see as their heritage and birthright, and Black African American supremacists' desire to win the race game by using population to win political control. As a Black African American, electing more Black politicians has not translated into greater equality, lower poverty rates, ended mass incarceration, decreased Black infant mortality rates, or resulted in more redistribution and access to our fair share of federal, state, county, and local taxes that we pay. In Dr. Claude Anderson's must-read book entitled Powernomics, he explains that after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, former enslaved Black African Americans owned less than 2% of all of the wealth in America. And in this current day, Black African Americans own less than 2% of all the wealth in America. Despite having more elected Black African American politicians, they have failed to produce measurable results for Black African American people. In conclusion, It is my belief that only a constitutional amendment that guarantees white supremacist institutions remain in power and in control of America, which they already have, and guarantees the right and empowerment of Black African American peoples, will the race game end. I want peace. What about you?